Another big moment in Pastor Andrew Brunson's ongoing case, plus a scripture booklet ministry gets creative in Mexico. Those stories coming up today in Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. American Pastor Andrew Brunson has endured two hearings so far in Turkey. So will the third hearing earlier today be the charm? Well, a newspaper in Ankara seems to think that international relations and the high cost to imprison the American pastor could actually lead to a release. Pastor Brunson's been in jail for a year and a half in Turkey, facing terrorism and espionage charges. David Curry, president of Open Doors USA, says the hearing could go either way.
When forced into the public eye, that the sheer lack of evidence, lack of any sort of proof, and the clear signs pointing towards a political motivation of this will force the case to collapse, and that there will be some fairness in the judge and the court system there in Turkey that will throw it out.
So for now?
Pray for him, for his family, of course, and for those like him. I think we pray for strong leaders in these countries, for faithful people to stand strong in the face of the storm, so that the church can do what the church is called to do, to be salt and light, to help, to serve, to love in Jesus' name.
Next, Christian refugees were planning on returning home and building churches in Afrin, Syria. But instead of long-awaited peace, they found reignited chaos. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says,
everything had been pretty politically stable there for a long time, and they felt that it was now time when they could go back. Unfortunately, within weeks of that, there were huge bombings. There were Turkish army attacks on Afrin.
The renewed violence has sparked a renewed movement of refugees entering Lebanon. Horizons International is providing medical assistance, practical help, and spiritual support.
The biggest miracle that we should be praying for is the salvation of more and more and more Muslims around the world. That is the greatest gift that we can give them, because that's their greatest need.
Pray for safety for these refugees and boldness for the church as the situation continues to unfold. You're listening to Mission Network News. Recently, Wycliffe Associates became aware of 10 language groups with small bands of Christians living without a Bible in the Middle East and North Africa. Now, these Christians live in fear or in geographic isolation. Bruce Smith, president of Wycliffe Associates, says,
yeah, Bible translation throughout that region of the world is obviously very difficult. It's a place where foreigners are not able to move freely. It's a place where foreigners actually draw and attract attention. And so we've got to move very carefully and discreetly in order to protect the security of the people that are taking this kind of step of faith.
So providing for these groups will be challenging, but Smith sees this as an opportunity.
We can either be bystanders or we can be participants, and we certainly want to encourage and invite everyone to be participants along with us.
And you can be part of the solution. We'll tell you how at the end of the broadcast. Finally, sometimes sharing the gospel is as easy as making an announcement. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says one of their distributors has a creative method for sharing their booklets with his neighbors.
You couldn't do this, I don't think, in a lot of places, but in this city, in this part of Mexico, he can. And so basically what he's doing is at 7 o'clock in the morning, he's standing there with his mic, speaking out into this loudspeaker that's going out throughout the neighborhood, and he's reading.
And several readings later, almost 30 families join him for regular Bible studies. Now, they just need resources.
We would pray for that we would be able to produce more and get the shipment down to him. He has thousands of pastors calling him and asking for material. They have storage space. They have the people waiting for the word.
Would you like to help provide for those resources? Well, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.